Hi, I'm Colin McDermott, and welcome to my Unit 4 podcast. This unit was by far the most interesting, and I really enjoyed it. My favorite part of this unit definitely has to be the Harkness discussion. It really just opened my eyes to the differing viewpoints of my peers, and it really just gave me an opportunity to share my own opinion. Part I struggled with the most in this unit had to be the vocabulary. There were a ton of vocab words this unit, and it did take a lot of studying to make sure I had them down for the quiz. The words were also pretty similar, so it was hard to tell them apart. There is a multitude of different reasons for why certain borders are where they are. One example is a physical boundary. Mountains or oceans can serve as pretty good boundaries between countries. Just take Japan, for example. They have an entire sea surrounding them, and so they're all by themselves. Different example would be a defined boundary. These types of boundaries are determined by people and are established by themselves. One example of this would be the U.S. border with Canada, because it is along a parallel. One thing that connects all three chapters is the theme of independence. Countries being independent from other countries, and even nations being independent of states. This unit connects to the classroom, because even our classroom has borders. And while you are within those borders, you follow those rules.